This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:16. We're joined by Councilmember Eugene Green, who is, I saw you on Bourbon Street just now, Councilmember. How you doing?
Oh, just fine, just fine. I'm on Bourbon Street because we've moved the memorial from Bourbon and Canal to the Presbyter, and just to continue to remember those who suffered as a result of this terrorist attack. So the memorial is now going to be permanent inside the Presbyter. They'll have a special engagement soon that everyone will know about.
I saw you on TV, not actually on Bourbon Street. Tell me about why moving the memorial. What was the idea behind that?
Well, the main thing was to continue to remind our citizens and our nation that, one, there are victims to these terrorist attacks, and we must always remember the victims of crime. But it's also to present an opportunity for the world to see that the city of New Orleans is going to always remember those who suffer, those who are impacted by this terrorist attack, and that we're not going to change our way of life. So when you come down to the city of New Orleans, you come down to the French Quarter, for example, you're going to be reminded of the fact that New Orleans is a strong city and that we're going to remember those who need help at certain times.
Councilmember, I talked to J.P. Morrell about this, Ronald Surpass about this, because it just kind of popped into my mind how, you know, it's a Sear One event, and we're talking about Mardi Gras after the Bourbon Street attack, but Mardi Gras always has been a soft target, if you want, for a terrorist attack. And although we look at it differently because of the Bourbon Street attack, and in no way am I trying to diminish that at all, it just suddenly struck me that, well, it's kind of naive to think that terrorists haven't looked at this as a way to attack before, whether it's by vehicle or not, because these vehicular attacks have been increasing over the years. So I don't know. Do you see a substantial change to Mardi Gras this year in terms of security? Because just because we realize it, I don't think it means the terrorists are realizing it. Do you?
Well, it's important to recognize that in this particular case, for example, the terrorist came into New Orleans twice to determine how he was going to kill people. Someone who is hell-bent on killing other people and doesn't care about his or her own lifestyle or life and the family members, they're going to find a way to hurt others. But, of course, we as those who are law-abiding citizens who care about other people, who care about the health of other people, shouldn't be coward and shouldn't think that we can't do the things that we do normally, because that's what the terrorists want you to think. They want you to think that New Orleans is going to shut down and we're not going to have the Mardi Gras, we're not going to have the festivities, and we're not going to continue to enjoy life as a city. We can't give in to them. So I tell everyone out there, no, we should not think that a terrorist who has decided he wants to hurt humanity is going to not find a way to do so. But we cannot wake up every morning thinking that that is the norm. We must go on with our lives. And, of course, one part of our life is enjoying our life.
How concerned are you about the enforcement of regulations this year? Because I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a mess, because I don't know how you how you control ice chests, or you make it a Sear One event and then allow propane tanks as people bring. And I know it's illegal, but people are going to bring them anyway. Porta potties are illegal, but people, unfortunately, are probably going to bring them. That's a small tent. Who knows what's going on in there? Leaving ice chests unattended, that's as subjective as subjective can be. How do you see all this being enforced, Councilmember?
Well, Tommy, I do want to say one thing. The best enforcement is by those who want to have a good time and who are concerned about others. We know that we saw this type of incident, this terrorist incident. We know that there's a heightened security and that there's a reason for it. Maybe some of the things that have been done in the past in terms of bringing a porta potty and bringing the ice chest down and having the tent with its closed with unattended tents, maybe for a little while, especially right now, I'm going to ask our citizens to be cognizant of the fact that we are very concerned about security and that we're concerned about security because we don't want anybody to be hurt. Do what you can to avoid. Look, I've been to parades. I went with the St. Augustine High School Band when they went to France. And there's a different enjoyment of the parades there. Everybody was standing shoulder to shoulder and they were cheering.
Where was that, Councilman?
Well, it was in France. It was for the 80th commemoration of the D-Day landing. Mm-hmm. And I was there, and we were there at parades, and they handled it maybe a little bit differently in terms of people being able to see the parades, children up front and the like. So it's just important to recognize that we don't want to change our way of life, but that we are in a different situation right now, especially this SEER rating. It says that the entire law enforcement community of the nation is looking at New Orleans during this time and is recognizing that special work has to be done to continue to keep us safe during this period. Enjoy it. But look, enforcement is something that we have to do where it's necessary, but we have given discretion to the members of the New Orleans Police Department, in whom I have extreme confidence, to be able to enforce as they feel necessary to keep our citizens safe. It's not going to be tactics where they harass people who are having a good time. The bottom line is that I'm also asking people to just be aware that this is a different time. Let's go and have a great time, but maybe on this particular year, and for a little while, we don't do some of the things that we were used to doing in the past. But I want to make this clear, but let's enjoy ourselves, because that's very important. That's an important message that we need to send to criminals and terrorists. Enjoy ourselves no matter what.
But don't let your enjoyment be selfish and get in the way of somebody else's enjoyment. Just don't be a jerk. It's that simple. We'll pick it up when we come back. I know you want to talk about human trafficking. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. 722 Traffic Now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Councilmember Eugene Green, who wanted to address and talk about human trafficking. Super Bowl's over, but the fight against that is not. Councilmember, tell me what's going on.
Well, we're always concerned about the victims of crime, and it's important to recognize that adults and children, male and female, can be subjected to sex trafficking at any time, which is basically something that we need. I think that everybody knows, but we can't focus on it enough to let people know that there are resources to support them. The reason that we had a press conference the other day was to emphasize the fact that there are many organizations in the city, up to 8 organizations that are working with victims of crime, the New Orleans Family Justice Center, the New Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, the City of New Orleans, and other entities, Silence is Violence and the like. We are concerned that we want those who have been victimized by crime to know that there are resources that can help you. You can go to 701 Loyola Street, to the fourth floor of 701 Loyola Street, and there is a NOLA hub, which is a hub that victims of crime can go to at any time to get the support that they need. And many times it may be navigating through the system. Many times it may be the resources. Many times it's just information. But as a part of reducing crime in our city, it's important to help those who are victimized by crime to feel free to testify, to feel free to ask for the assistance, to feel comfortable with calling in and complaining about those who are exploiting them or who are engaged in criminal activity against them. And that's what we're focused on right now with regards to sexual trafficking. It's important to recognize that it's not just an occasional holiday thing that happens too often and throughout our city and society, and that we have to do something about it. And part of that is letting victims know that they have support.
One thing I want to talk about was the governor's homeless center. That
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He set up. I'm not a fan of everything the governor does. However, I'm willing to give credit where credit's due. It seems as though that's working out.
I toured it just yesterday, coincidentally, and I had a chance to see that they are providing three meals a day, that they're providing medical care, that if you really need to go somewhere, that there's a vehicle that takes you there. The transition center was so important on a morning like this and on an evening like yesterday, and also when we had the blizzard of 2025, there would have been people who might have been deceased other than the fact that they had access to the homeless transition center. So, yes, you do give credit where credit is due. It may have saved lives.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Have a nice Mardi Gras. Councilmember Eugene Green.
Thank you and to all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to our news director, Dave Cohen. 7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. First big weekend of Mardi Gras. But you know what? You got to manage your money. Are you not going to have any money for beer or porta potties or anything else? Mark Rosa joins us now, President, CEO. I try to tie it in, make it relatable. I do what I can. You know what I mean? Babe Ruth didn't knock them all out of the park either, Mark Rosa. He swung and missed occasionally. You know what I mean? Patrick Mahomes throws interceptions. Jack Nicklaus has already hooked him out of bounds.
It was like a pay porta potty. It's what it sounded like where you were going.
I don't know. They got these things. I've been on this morning where people buy, and I know somebody bought one of these things, kept it in their living room, in their lobby all year long. They never picked a damn thing up. It's this little individual, like a pop-up chair, but it's covered. It's a porta-potty, and then you use it, and then the problem is people don't dispose of the stuff properly, and then you got a hazmat scene on a neutral ground, and you just wonder why people do some stuff sometimes. But anyway,
yes, sir.
Go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find some very valuable calculators there. Last count, I think it was 90-something of them, right?
There are quite a few.
Yeah, and they're absolutely
free.
No, tell me about the calculators, and we'll get into international investing and more, Mark.
Well, and Tommy, jeffersonfinancial.org, and you'll find many of they're all financial calculators, and they handle just about every scenario that would hit you from a money standpoint, and it's refinancing loans or lease versus buy decisions. Got a lot on 401ks, IRAs. Should you convert your IRA? And it's just, the biggest thing I find is to sit down and kind of the quiet of your own home and play with the calculator. You can't break anything. Nobody's going to ask you to log in, create a password, none of that. It's free and open to the public. You can't wear them out, and you could wear yourself out going through all the calculators, but that's okay. They'll be there when you recollect yourself. But the idea being, if that can help before you approach refinance or buying a home or any of those types of things, you feel like you're a little bit better equipped to approach some of these decisions in life. And arithmetic or math in general is not everybody's favorite subject. Mm-hmm. So a calculator comes in awfully handy when you're trying to solve some problems that feel like you're in the deep end of the pool. So I use them all the time. I use them for my class at UNO, and it, that's what they're built for everybody to use. And you could just use the dickens out of them. That's why they're there. But Tommy, I wanted to, segue. And I'm getting a lot of emails just from follow a couple of sites. Seeking Alpha is one, and Market Watch, Wall Street Journal. Late last year, you and I were talking about some of the comments that were actually even coming from the Fed. One Fed governor said, the market right now is priced for perfection. And the story behind that headline was a lot of investment banks and the Fed and analysts are thinking that our market was pretty much had gone to the extent that it could go. The prices might be getting a little bit frothy, and if it would back itself up 10, 15, 20%, you'd have a lot of people that would say, well, I'm not surprised. We saw this coming. And it was, you know, what's baked into that? Well, the market hit a high right after the election. And we've said before, whether it was people that liked the results of the election or just glad it was behind us, the uncertainty was taken off the table. And so it hit a high, but it pulled back after the Fed came out and said, well, you know, we were talking about 4, 6, 8, and some people were talking about 10 interest rate reductions last year. It turned into only 4. Then they said, well, because of, you know, the way the economy is going, we might do 2 of them in 2025. Now a lot of conversation is turning to, I don't know if they're going to do any. Inflation is rearing its head. We've had GDP figures that are starting to be formulated to come in for this year. And it's like they're on a wait and see. You know, so our Monday segment, last couple of Mondays, was like the Dow was just in a trading range and it wasn't making any new ground. S&P Wednesday hit an all-time high. It was there because of some technology stocks, and those have been responsible for a lot of the market's gains. So what's now coming up is maybe we should be looking elsewhere. If the market is at a high, based on many people's opinion, being the S&P and the Dow, what I'm referring to as the market, and the catalyst for change there, two things determine stock prices, interest rates and corporate earnings. The earnings have been coming out pretty decently, fourth quarter earnings, and we've pretty much got the bulk of them that have already reported. About 60-70% of the companies reporting have beat expectations. So that's good news, and that'll keep levels up a bit if earnings are coming in decent numbers. But the interest rate front, that's waning. So what's happened in Europe is the European Central Bank has been dropping interest rates faster than our Fed. And they have more promise over there to drop interest rates a little bit further. And I've not, full disclosure, gone into international investing, meaning buying funds and things. But some people that might be, one, you might be interested in that. And two, that you might feel that this is right for you. And that's what it's all about. So the S&P has come up about 4% this year. And again, this week hit an all-time high. If you're into the index investing is probably one of the easiest ways to invest outside of our country, because unless you're really, really good about doing the research in another country, in a firm, through the political risk of that country, you got other things to worry about if you leave the United States, and currency risk. You know, what is the currencies over there going to do? So that is going to affect your potential investment results. So the two of them, what's called the STXE 600, that's one of the index over there. It's up over 10% this year. The stocks, STOXX 600, is up about 8%. Both of them are up twice as much as our own S&P 500. So this morning's news, is it time to invest in Europe? I just got an article from Seeking Alpha about that, an article written about what we're talking about this morning. And it's probably the easiest way would be through like a 401k or a mutual fund that does an index. And it's every 401k has a menu. It's largely governed by regulation. All of our 401k plans they're very rigid in their construct. They want the idea of a 401k to be intact, but they have to offer at least one or two foreign type of funds on their menu of choice. So if you have one in your 401k, you could pull up your own 401k with a company where you work, or use the company resources can point you in that direction of what mutual funds you have at your disposal. You might find this is right for you. And it's not that you're going to unload everything that you have and put it all in European stocks, or European index funds. But it might be that you might say, well, a little diversification is not going to hurt. The European market is doing better right now. Maybe I could do a little bit better with it. But putting maybe 10%, 15%, 20% to the extent that you're comfortable in a European exposed marketplace, and it being an index that would be easy to get in and get out, and you're not buying an individual stock. Very few 401k plans. I've not known one personally, but I've had people that have said, yeah, there are 401s that you can buy an individual stock. That's rare. Most of ours, probably 99% of us that are 401k holders, we're doing it through mutual funds. So that might be a way. You could go on the jeffersonfinancial.org website. You could look at some 401k calculators and put in some of these numbers if you know, that helps you make some of those decisions. But index investing for outside of the country might be the best way to do it.
Very interesting information, valuable information. Mark, thank you. We will talk to you Monday when we'll take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Maybe then we can talk about Doge and cuts and everything else. But yet, S&P 500 seems to be doing fine. Wall Street loves it. We'll pick it up there Monday. Thank you, sir. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, 755, 5 till 8. Let's go ahead and look at traffic now on WWL.